Hello, I'm John Burns, and welcome to Outside In, my little podcast for people who'd like to be outside but are, for obvious reasons, inside. So, you know, when you're inside, what do you do with yourself all day? Well, you know, you've always said I'd really love to have more time to read. I've got all these books to read. Well, now, be careful what you wish for, because you've got plenty of time now. I want to talk about a book that I've been reading recently that I think is a very important book and a fascinating book, really. But I'm going to go back a little to my own memories. I remember when I was 14, my father took me on a fishing holiday to Southern Ireland. And you've got to remember, I was brought up on Merseyside, which is a fairly intensely farmed area, very intense agriculture. When I got to Southern Ireland, I couldn't believe the numbers of birds and butterflies and insects and wildflowers. And my dad said to me, well, it used to be like that back home. And I never really appreciated that fully until I saw what Ireland was like. So I'm going to talk about this book. It's called Rebirding, Rewilding Britain and Its Birds. And I'm going to read a little excerpt from it to give you something of the flavour of it. I think this is a very important book because it talks about the destruction of our habitat, how we've got where we are now, which is a time when I think our wildlife is really fighting for its existence now. There's been a dramatic drop, a huge drop in the numbers of insects and birds that are around, and many are cruising towards extinction. And the good thing about this book, though, is it is a hopeful book because it talks about, it not only talks about the problems that we've got, but talks about what the solutions could be, how we could rewild Britain and how that would help us to have a better, healthier economy. It doesn't just talk about the doom and gloom and what an awful thing we've done to the planet, which I guess we have, but it also says, well, here's a way out of it. Here's how this could work, and this is what we could do. I'll read you a little excerpt of Benedict MacDonald's Rebirding, Rewilding Britain and Its Birds. It's a kind of manifesto, I guess. I'll read you this bit, though. Taming Britain, the retreat of the giants. The travellers had staggered for days across a sea of rocks. Ahead, at last, lay Prospect. A sea of grasses rose, by inches alone, from the wound-eating water and the jagged coastal spikes. The new sun was raw on their backs. The dawn light washed the land ahead with an orange glow. A plain, filled with possibility. A new life. A wide-eyed harem of horses jumped from the water's edge as the travellers waded foot-wrecked ashore. The frost blinked deep in the grass. Strange, trunk-bearing antelopes with curly pink horns burst away from the travellers with nasal grumbles. Waifs in the frost. Demoiselle cranes bugled with alarm, skipping away across the glinting steppe. But the giants simply stood, tusks arched beside their heads, southern mammoths, lords of this polar Serengeti, had come across the coast to feed. Woolly rhinoceros with their two horns, one huge, one giant, twinkled indifferent, the frost wedged deep in their shaggy coats. The travellers watched this parade of formidable wool and towering mountains of meat. All the giants saw, though, were small, bedraggled mammals, walking on just one pair of their legs, and in consequence, a hairy wreck, smaller even than the horses that grazed their own shadows. These sodden intruders were no cave lions. Our travellers, in turn, may have felt wonder at what they saw. They may have admired the beauty of the giants, their granite massivity, the sculpted shine of their horns, the tallest shapes for miles around on Norfolk's coast. But the travellers would have seen opportunity. It would soon be time to feed. Now it was time to move. Scimitar cats, the size of small horses, would soon be following the giants. But our smaller travellers would be far easier prey. Deep-set eyes and heavy brows set hard against the odds, the travellers continued ashore. That night, home would be hard won. Who knew what lurked in those coastal caves? Had the travellers shared plans, shared fear, shared excitement at the bounty of the food before their eyes? It would not have been in words that we understood today. This was almost 900,000 years ago. These travellers, our ancestors, were, as far as we know, some of the first colonists of the British Isles. The story of changing Britain, of taming ecosystems, of wildlife decline, began even in these early hours. In this chapter, we'll explore how Britain's original ecosystems shaped the evolution of its wildlife. We'll travel forwards through time to the Industrial Revolution, learning how we tamed Britain and made it our own. The changing fortunes of Britain's birds in this book begin with the story of us. The modern world, the habitat of birds such as corn buntings, has changed so frequently that conservation often seeks to preserve the corn, forgetting the dynamic ecosystems in which the birds evolved. But understanding the original habitats of our vanishing birds, of our lost ecosystems and their forgotten animal architects, is essential to any vision of restoring Britain's nature in generations to come. Rather than cling to the hedgerows of 40 years ago or the hay meadows of a century ago, we need some idea of what natural looked like. We need to see how natural changed over time and to restore Britain's wildlife for good. We need to take a far longer, wider and wilder view. That's an amazingly vivid picture painted by Benedict MacDonald there in Rebirding. I really recommend the book to you. And maybe I'll just quote, before I finish, Alex Roddy, who's a well-known mountain writer, and he says of the book, "This is the best book on nature, conservation and rewilding I read in 2019. Perhaps one of the best I've ever read. I finished reading it with a real sense of hope for the future. It presents the best argument yet for rewilding before it's too late and shows us exactly how to do it." That's a good little recommendation if you're ever going to get one. And I'm going to quote finally, just before I go, this is a little quote from Benedict MacDonald himself in the book. And he just says, "The richer the world around us, the scruffier, messier, the more full of life, the more that life will reward us in return." So there you are. There's a really good argument for not cutting the grass, isn't there? So I really think, rewind that. So that's Rebirding by Benedict MacDonald, and obviously available through all your usual web services. Don't forget independent bookshops at this time. A lot of independent bookshops are doing mail order these days, rather than going to the more well-known giants. Thanks very much. This has been Outside In. I've been John Burns, and I hope you've enjoyed my little show. Thanks very much. I'll see you again.